We are joined now by Jerry DePoto, his weekly visit with us here on Danny, Dave, and More via the Venue Kings Hotline. Jerry, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Always a pleasure, guys.
It was pretty fun couple days there at the ballpark. It was Sriracha night. I don't know if you're a big fan of Sriracha, but apparently Adam Lind is.
I am now.
What did you see from your first baseman last night?
Adam, actually, there's more than a couple of times this season, and certainly a lot more here of late. He's hit some balls on the screws, and he's just not squeaking them by an infielder. And it's just, he's hitting balls in the gap. We saw one in Cincinnati. We saw one in Baltimore where the outfielders have made excellent plays into the gap. Now, Adam hasn't been off to a great start, but he has hit the ball better of late. And you could just smell that that he was going to come in and have an offensive night at some point. And, last night was that night. And he had one last weekend or 2 weekends back against the Angels. Had a nice 3-run homer that helped us out in Baltimore. So he's finding ways to contribute. And last night, really what we saw was what he's capable of, where his bat was on time, his bat angle was really good, and he looked confident. It wasn't the poorly timed swing launches that we'd seen through the early part of the season. It looked like Adam Lind, and he's been doing this for quite some time now. I've mentioned before to you guys, I've always maintained that Adam was going to hit, and I hope this was the first day of what's going to be a dam blowing open and him hitting like he can. But that's all we saw, was him showing you what he's capable of.
Hey, Jerry, if I'm not mistaken, I believe Tuesday was your 48th birthday, and you got a pretty good birthday gift from Leonis Martin with that 2-run walk-off homer against the A's. Can you tell us where you were and what you were thinking before that pitch came in?
Like everybody else, sitting there, it's a dramatic time in the game. You got a runner on second, 2 outs, 2 strikes on the hitter, and Ryan Madsen's a tough customer. He's got a great changeup, and I think like everybody else, probably sitting there thinking, he's going to throw him a fastball. And he threw him that fourth changeup, and Leonis made a great adjustment. And he really creamed that ball. I'll say over the last 10 days, I can't say enough about what Leonis has been doing. And he has taken a step up really beyond anything we could have ever hoped. He's worked his tail off. He's with Edgar every day in the cage. He spends a ton of time around Scott and the staff and his veteran teammates. He's inquisitive. He works hard, and I think he's tapping into what we all knew was in there—a ton of athletic potential—and it's really showing up on the field. I was pumped when he hit that ball out of the ballpark, like everybody else, jumping up and down.
I'll bet you were. Now, Martin tweaked his hamstring last night. Do you have an update on his injury?
Not yet. He came out of the game. He wanted to stay in. We took him out as a precaution. And tested pretty good after the game. And, Rick Griffin and our training staff were fairly optimistic. We're with the off day today. I think getting him out of the game was absolutely the right thing. And Scott made that call. We obviously don't know much today. He did come in and visit with the trainers, but until he has to activate his legs, it's going to be tough to tell. Our hope is that sometime this weekend we get him back in the lineup, but we don't want to rush that. We're going to be maybe a little more cautious in this particular situation because it is, hamstrings, like obliques, those two are nagging little things that can really drag on if you don't take care of them the first time around. So we'll behave accordingly.
Jerry, you're 48. You look like you're 28.
That's the goal. I am hopefully the same when I'm 68.
Yeah, I sound like a chick. Oh, I just hate you because I'm only 4 years older than you, and I look like I'm 20 years older than you.
Yeah, happy birthday, though, man. It was your birthday yesterday, right?
Day before. It was a good day. I mean, Leonis gave me something to smile about. And overall, I think the season itself has been a gift. It's been a lot of fun to be around this crew. Every day, the energy in that ballpark, and it's—I don't think I'm an old guy, but by any stretch. But you go to the yard right now, and it makes you feel young. I think our veteran players are up. It's an electric environment almost every day, and it starts early in the day. These guys are having fun.
How about Marte? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, Cattell has actually done very well, and he should be progressing to baseball activity this weekend. right now he's eligible to come off the DL on the 6th when we open up the series here at home with the Indians, and our expectation right now is that he should be back and on the field in the big league by then. So he's not going to have missed a ton of time. He is doing very well in his recovery. In all likelihood, once he's acclimated himself to the baseball routine here in the next 3 or 4 days, we'll probably try to get him out for a couple of games down in Tacoma just to get him back in the groove, get some timing going, and hopefully be able to activate him on his day, which at this point it looks like June 6th.
We're talking with Jerry DePoto, his weekly visit with us here on the Jerry DePoto Show. And Jerry, kind of in the off season and after you were hired here in Seattle, there was a lot of discussion about the relationship between you and Mike Socha back in Anaheim. I want to kind of spin it ahead and ask, instead of asking how you worked with them, ask what it's been like to have a manager that you hired here in Scott Service and the implementation of some of the ideas that you've probably had for years and that you've come up with Scott to come up with.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I mean, truly, I love Scott. I mean, he does a tremendous job. And in a very short order, you know, he and the coaches, and I have to mention the coaches have done a great job as well. But he and the coaches have done a fantastic job of really orchestrating the building of a culture in our clubhouse. And like I've said so many times, I think sometimes it sounds like a broken record, but the veteran players, the Canoes, the Cruises, Felix, Seager, these guys really bought in. It's been dynamic. And for me, what it does is it creates the sensation or the trust when you go to work every day. Well, we can really start digging in on other things and not always have to be concerned with which direction things are going down in the major league clubhouse or on the field, because it's such a good environment right now. And that's a testament to Scott, and I think the trust that exists between the two of us. And that starts to permeate an organization when you have that kind of trust and belief in one another and really common goals or common thoughts on how things should be done. And it's really been great. He does some unique things that a lot of managers maybe don't. And I think that's his background, which may have been a question to some when he had the opportunity to be the major league manager here, is really to benefit right now. Where he's been in his life, managing people, running a farm department for so many years, is really standing out now, because what it does is it allows for culture development. I think that is one of the biggest things that has affected our season to date.
What's an example of one of the ways the unique talents or unique things that he's brought up?
You know, I think as a general rule, you know, in-game management, everybody's got their own style. And you know, you might like it, 6-1, half dozen of the other. What you might like, I might look at and wrinkle my nose. I don't worry about Scott's ability to manage a game. You know, he's sat behind a mask for a dozen years and at this level, and he just knows how. But what Scott does know how to handle better than most, I think, is that, you know, the younger player, the player in our clubhouse, for instance, who would be age 22 to 27, who's just trying to figure it out, he's trying to get over the hump, he has spent so many hours and a lifetime, in some cases, with those players, giving them the guidance and the turn of the screw, the tweak, the pat on the back when they need it, and not always being super concerned with how that player is going to perform in tonight's game, which is more common among managers, and for reasons. You know, the guys who've been around the league managing for a long time, you know, they know that today's game matters, today's win matters. And I think Scott, because of the player development background and his experiences managing people, is likely to be a little more patient than most. And that's not to be critical of anybody else. It's just to say I think it's a really strong quality of his.
Jerry, to circle back to Leonis Martin again for a second, 15 for 30 in his last 9 games, 6 walks, 7 runs batted in, 4 home runs. He's upped his average to .262. Everyone, I guess, was aware of his defensive prowess out there, his arm and all the ground that he can cover. But was there something, because he struggled with his bat at times in the Texas organization, was there something that you saw when you made the trade in Leonis Martin with his hitting or his potential that maybe someone else didn't see?
Oh, I think people have seen it for years. It's just we have been the fortunate benefactor, really, of Leona starting to figure it out and truly starting to slow the game down. That's what this is all about. He's always had the physical traits, the abilities, his athleticism. You can see it as soon as you get to the ballpark. And he signed a major league contract for $15 million coming out of Cuba with sight unseen and was in the big leagues in his early 20s trying to cut it. And that it's sometimes it's a battle. And, you know, he was not a polished player when he came out of Cuba, but he could really whistle the bat. I mean, Leona stands out as having one of the quicker bats you're ever going to see. He's an above to well above average runner once underway. He has the ability. I mean, you're now seeing what he's capable of power-wise when his swing is on time. And, you know, Leona's just had to figure out how to slow the game down, how to not panic in the box, not try to jump and do too much in a moment. Like I said, between Scott and Edgar, and I'll even go into Tim Bogar and Casey Kendall and Manny Acta, they've been great for Leonis. And no one more so than Edgar and Nelly Cruz and Robbie Cano. And you know, he's had the opportunity now to be around the league for a handful of seasons, and he's really just starting to slow it down. His bat angle has improved, and what you're seeing now is a guy who for many years was taught to put the ball on the ground and use his legs, and we're just letting him be who he is. And I think Edgar's done a great job of helping him adapt his swing to his physical strength, and you're starting to see more fly balls, which I think is not a bad thing, and some of them are starting to leave the ballpark, and we're starting to see more impact, which is the evolution of a hitter.
Hey, Jerry, there's so much to like about this team, so much fun. But if there's one area, number one on the list, where you'd like to see improvement, stolen bases, errors, whatever, what's on the top of the list?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really get caught up in stolen bases. They're a product or a byproduct of a good process. And you know, we've put so much into everything we do, whether it's preparing to play an opponent, whether it's our defensive shifting and positioning. We've done the same with base running, and we've not been as successful doing it. You know, we're about a 50-50 proposition to steal a bag as a team. And we're not going to judge ourselves by our success or failure stealing bases so much as our ability to make up ground on the bases. And, you know, with Leonis and Ketel Marte specifically, they're base stealers, and they're going to be good base stealers. We feel like they have a chance to impact. Obviously, Nori Aoki has had success in his career stealing bases and hasn't had so much this year. And he has struggled with that, would like to see it get better. And or you'd just like to see a little bit more of a conservative approach. But, you know, in the end, we'll look to push the envelope on the bases as much as we can without making senseless outs. And, you know, that's something that we do need to improve with. And outside of that, you know, just continue to cross your fingers and hope they stay healthy. It's, you know, when Leonis left that game yesterday and on the heels of losing Ketel Marte earlier in the week, That's one of those things that those small injuries, they start to pile up and you're without your igniters for a period of time. And it can really hurt you. So, you know, continued good health, fingers crossed, will be great. And we'll see if here as we get through the next, you know, three quarters of the season, we can improve our ability to move around the bases with a little bit more, success, whether it's stealing a base or taking two bags on a hit.
Hey, Jerry, I'm just curious. Bob Dutton from the News Tribune had a story a couple weeks ago where he quoted you as saying that you went out and had lunch with a rival general manager, and you said they don't respect us because we're the Seattle Mariners. I guess we're not supposed to be any good. Is that something that motivates you? Because I'm thinking if I'm you, I'm going to go, oh, yeah, well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, I don't remember that lunch. But in the end, you know, we're not concerned with what anyone else thinks outside of ourselves. And if we have that kind of energy, that kind of focus, and put the put the detail into or pay attention to the detail in our preparation, then we have a good team. We have a lot of good players. We have guys that get there every day. They're having fun. They're letting it hang out. And I think Scott referenced this in spring training when we were going through the early stages before the game started. But we wanted to make other teams uncomfortable when they play us. And sometimes that can be you put pressure on them, you throw a ton of strikes, you don't let them into positive counts, you constantly got traffic on the bases. And I think you're starting to see some of those things. And, you know, would we like to be more aggressive in our base stealing or more successful? Yes. Would we like to do a variety of things better than we do? Sure. There are always ways to get better. But here over the last, let's call it 2 months, I think you've really seen how much more uncomfortable we are to play, because it's not a standard game. We can beat you in the small game. We can beat you in the power game. We can beat you on the mound. And I think those are real positive traits in the team. And right now we've been consistent with those things, and we got to keep our head focused or our minds focused on ourselves and not worry too much about what the other guy's thinking.
Jerry, you mentioned you didn't remember that lunch. You got a couple of 50-plus year olds here. It'll just happen more and more the closer you get to 50. So
he is Jerry DePoto. We really appreciate him joining us. Jerry, you're doing an AMA, an Ask Me Anything, tomorrow at 2 on Reddit. You're gonna go answer questions from the savages on the internet?
Yeah, what the heck? It's an AMA. It's my first introduction to it. I think when Nathan came and asked me if I wanted to do it and said, would you be interested in doing an AMA, I just stared at him. I had no idea what he was talking about. But, you know, I'm happy to do it. As you might have figured out to this point, I love talking about baseball. I love our team. I'm really proud of what these guys are doing right now. And you have to enjoy it. You know, winning doesn't happen all the time. And I've been around the game a long time. And you work so hard and you play so hard to achieve something. And we're still many, many months from the end of the season. But this team's playing well, and they deserve to enjoy it in the moment. Yep. Well, we're going to go through some highs and lows, but just have some fun while you do it. And hopefully the folks who have questions asked on the internet have some fun asking.
Well,
I'll have fun answering.
We're really enjoying watching your team. We're looking forward. We'll be out there tomorrow at the Cantina as you guys get set to host the Twins. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
You got it, guys.